Harehi Kibatchila. It's considered like it's the beginning. In other words, let's say after 15 years she asked for ksuba. But even though she didn't collect it, the Yisrael didn't give her to her at that time, they didn't have the money at that time. It's called now Kibatchila that she has a right now for the next 25 years still to ask for the ksuba. In other words, 25 years has to go straight by that she did not ask for ksuba, then we say she's meichel. But if she asks for the ksuba after, let's say, 10 or 15 years, then we have to wait for another 25 years to say that she's meichel. But let's say she was holding a shtak ksuba, then the locher is goyvo ksubosel yelem. Right, like we said before, that's the locher, that then she does have a right to collect the ksuba even after 25 years. We say she's not meichel, and the reason why she didn't ask for it until now is because she's not afraid she has a shtak ksuba. Sholach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizdel Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. He sent them a letter and asked them a question like this. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, you taught us, is kish. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, did you teach us like this? That kish shtak ksuba yoyses metachas yodel machloikis. That is the Mishnah talking about even in a case where the Amon is holding a shtar ksuba, still she could only collect the first 25 years. Oy, maybe not. Maybe we're talking about only where she does not have a shtar ksuba in hand. Then it's up to 25 years. Like we learned before, if she has a shtar ksuba, maybe she could collect even after 25 years. And secondly, he asked, v'halacha k'divrei mi? Who do we pass like in our Mishnah? Like Ramei or like the Chachamim? So this he answered back, sholach le, he sent back to him, that the Mishnah is talking about b'shein shtar ksuba yotzin metachas yodeo machlokes. The machlokes in the Mishnah when she does not have a shtak suva in hand. Avo, but in the case shtak suva, yotze metachas yodeho, let's say she does have a shtak suva in hand, then the locher is goyvu ksubos liyerlam. She always has a right to collect the ksuba. And like we said before, and secondly, the halocha k'divri chachomin. We paskin like the chachomin. The water that calls them on, she's living by the husband's house, by the yisayimim, she could always collect the ksuba. But if she goes to a father's house, then we say after 25 years, she was meichel b'ksuba. Ki yosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, said over the name of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, that Omer Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum b'kapora, lo yishon u'elo mono masayim. Where is there a shayla in the Mishnah that after 25 years, the Amon is meichel, she gives up the right to collect, that's only the original ksuba, the 100 or 200. Abu Tosefes, but let's say at the beginning, the husband added on more money to the ksuba, yesh lo. The extra money that she's supposed to get, that's as far as she's never meichel. That's like special money, extra love, like the husband liked her. He added on extra money, that she's not meichel. But the lochin is, and Rabbi Avua, Amar Rabbi Yechin says no, that afilu toisefes ein lo. Is a svari after 25 years, she's meichel the whole thing, even the toises also, that she gets nothing. The Amar Rabbi Aiboy, Amar Rabbi Yanai, tenoi ksuba ki ksuba domi. Any Tanai Ksuba like here, a Taisvus Ksuba is part of the Tanai Ksuba, it has a look like the Ksuba that she does not have a right. If she's Meichel the Ksuba, she's Meichel the Tanai Ksuba also. And it Manama, we also learned like this, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Loishonu, when do we say in the Mishnah that she's Meichel? He learned Elamon Masayin, only the Ikarak Ksuba, the 100 or 200. Abu Taisefes, the extra money that the husband added on, Yeshlo, that she does collect. But Omer Le Rav Abba, Rav Abba said Rav Huna, Omar Rav Hochi, like did Rav really say it? In other words, he held no, Rav never said it. So Amalei, he said back to him, what do you mean to ask me? Ishtikun Kamrit? Do you mean like to tell me to be quiet as if to say Rav Taka never said this? Or Yeshkayin Kamrit? Or do you mean to give me to drink? In other words, you're giving me Yasha Koyach that yeah, Rav did say it. Like, do you agree or don't you agree? Amalei, so he said back to him, Ishtikun Kamina. What I mean to tell you is to be quiet. In other words, I hold Rav never said this, like we learned before, that there's no difference between the Ikar Ksuba and the Taisus Ksuba. Like we learned before, the Lachar is that there's no difference between the Taisus Ksuba and the Ikar Ksuba. Where she's living by her father's house, and she did not ask for it for 25 years, there's a spur that she's Meichlet. Now the Gemara says, Chamtei de Rav Chiyah Aricha, Rav Chiyah's mother-in-law. Intes Achva, it was also his brother's wife, Hevoi. And what happened was, V'yamona, V'veisovihya, she became an Amona, his brother's wife died, and there was no kids there involved. So Lamaisa, he yashent her. The brother yashent his brother. Now she was an Amona b'veisaviyah. She was living by her father's house, Havoi. V'zona etzrin v'chomishonim. So Rabbi Chiya supported her for 25 years, b'veinosa, even though she was living by her father's house. L'soif, after 25 years, Omrullah, she said to Rabbi Chiya, Havli mezoini, I want to give him mezoinis further. Omrullah, he said back to her, Les lecha mezoini, you don't deserve. Like, after 25 years, you don't get it anymore. So she said, then Havli ksuba, Rabbi Saul, give me back my penny, my ksuba. Omrullah, loy mezoini yislecha, for loy ksub yislecha, you don't have anything. In other words, after 25 years now, since you're living by your father's house, there's a svara to say your meichel, and therefore your meichel the ksuba, there's no more tonight ksuba, and you don't get anything. So Gemara says, Tavoy Ladina, if so, she took Rav Chiya to Bezdin, to ask a shayla. Kaime de Rabba Bashayla. She went in front of Rabba Bashayla. Omalei, so Rabba Bashayla said, Emily Yizi Gufad Yuvda. Tell me the exact case, what happened here. Heichi Hevi, what happened? Omalei, so Rav Chiya said like this. Zenisa Eskrim Vachomishonim. Bevei Nosi, I fed her already for 25 years, even though she was living by her father's house. And Bechayid Demalek, like I swear in your name, like in your life, I carry the food every day on my own shoulder to give her the food to eat. So Amalei, if so, Rabbi Vashela said back to Rabbi Chiya, Taima Mayama Rabbonin. What's the reason why the Rabbonin say in the Mishnah that calls a man she bebeis by law, calls a man she's living by a husband's house, by the Yisayimim. Then the Chodim say, Goy v'ksubas li'olam, she always has a right to collect the ksuba. We don't say she's meichel the ksuba even after 25 years. Why? The Armina, because we say, Mishom kisufei hu d'loy tova, because she's embarrassed from the Yisayimim. Since the Yisayimim are so nice to her, she's living by them and they're supporting her, she's embarrassed to ask for a ksuba. So therefore we say, even after 25 years, she's not meichel the ksuba. See, if so, Rabbi Vashela said, Hochinam, in your case also, even though she's living by your father's house, but since every single day you went to yourself and you brought her the food, if so, there's a svarim mishum kisufi hu delay tova. The reason why she didn't ask for a ksuba these last 25 years is not because she's meichel, but because she was embarrassed to ask you for it. But really, she's not meichel the ksuba, she still has the right to get the ksuba. Zil havlo, you have to pay her. So Gemara says, Loy ashkach, Rabbi Chiya didn't hold, didn't listen to him. So cost of law adrachta nichsei. So in the meantime, Rabbi Bashela wrote up a shtar adrachta, means gave her the rights to collect the value of the ksuba from his property. That's called a shtar adrachta, that she has a right to collect her money from his property. And we'll soon see he didn't write the shtar adrachta the right way. But the ma'aseh was oslekai mid the rova. Now Rabbi Chiya went to complain in front of rova. Omalei chazimar hechin donin. Look to where Rabbi Bashela passed it for me. Omalei, so Rabbi said back to Rabbi Chiya, Shapadina, he said very good to you. Omalei, Ihochi, if so, in other words, now Rabbi Chiya was stuck, that they both passed him, that Lamaisa, she still has a right to get a ksuba, and she was right. So if so, she said to him, Omalei, she said back to Rabbi Chiya now, Ihochi, if so, that Rabbi Vashela was right, Leizo lahadali peri dimin hu yoyma. Whereas from the day that he wrote up a shtar adrachta that I have a right to collect my money, so you kept the property all this time, so there was Peyrus fruits that grew off it. The Chura, those fruits belong to me. It's that grew off my field. I even want to collect the fruits that you ate these last few years, like until from the Shtar Adracht until now. Is Omalo, so for this Rabbi said, Ach b'li Adrachtcha. Let me see the Shtar that the Bezdin wrote up for you like a few years ago that you have a right to collect. Chazyayu. So Rabbi looked at the Shtar now, and he saw the Lehevi Kosovo wasn't written in the Shtar, like it's supposed to say which property she has a right to collect from. Now, Rabbi Chiya has his own property, and the property he asked from his brother. Now, she was the Amona from his brother, she only has a right to collect from his property. So it should have been written in the Shtar which property she has a right to collect from. And it didn't say that. Lehevi Kosovo wasn't written in the Shtar, V'yishto Moidana d'nechosa medel d'misne inun. It wasn't written in the Shtar that this property she has a right to collect from is from the mace, from a husband that died from his property. It didn't say that. So Amalah, so Rabbi said to her, Adracht olav shapek siva, your Shtar Adracht is not written good, and you can't use it. So Amalah, she said like this, if so, the Amona said, Tezel Adrachta, good, forget about the Adrachta. But the ishko miyoyma the shlima yoyma achrasto ad hashto, like lem yakoponim collect my ksuba to Paris from now. So Rashi says it means teri miyoyim shematzosi sadim yisada semes. When I went out to the fields and found the field taka that belonged to my husband, the erasi adrachta shabiyod lebezdin, and I took my shtar to Bezdin for shomu, and they evaluated how much it's worth. For yachrizu, when they made achrozer on it, they gave announcements on it. So the chur from that time on, she has a right like it should be her property, and the chur from that time on, she wants to get back the peiros, the fruits that were grown from it. Is omalo, so Rava said back to her, Hani Mili, when do you have a right for that? Hechid lekosev tusa betrachta, when there was not a mistake written in your shtar adrachta. Aval hechid lekosev tusa betrachta, but here in your case that there was a mistake written in the shtar adrachta, less lombo, then the whole thing is not done right. You don't have a right to collect the fields, so there's no right for you to even get the peiros either. Omrula, she said back to him, I v'marhu d'yom you yourself hold, achrayis to yisofer, that if a sofer left out by mistake when he wrote up a shtar, that there's an achrayis as a guarantee involved, it's like the guarantee was written there anyway. So you see, if he makes a mistake, it's like it's there already. So Omrula, Rabba said, no, behold, lekalameima to yisofer hu. In this case, by this shtar adrachta, you can't say what the sofer left out, doesn't matter, it's as if it's there. The behold, afilu rabba vashayla toy. Because here, even Rabbi Vashel, you see, made a mistake. Mikoru, so at the beginning, he thought, Hani v'hani didei. Like, what's the difference? Reb Chia now yashened his brother. He has all the property, and he owes the amon of the ksuba. So first he yelled, what's the difference from which sod he has to pay her? Whether it's from his own fields, or whether it's from her fields. Malim hani, malim hani. So that's why he didn't write in the shtar drachto which fields belonged to the husband that died. So you see, it's not a mistake. Like he held, you don't have to write it. But really, Veloy, it's not true, you have to write it. Why? Because Zinnin, sometimes it's going to happen, the Ozla, she's going to go, Mishab Chlu, Udabayla Mechaswe. She's going to take Rab Chia's property, and the property that belonged to the husband, she'll stop, leave alone. She won't take care of it. For Yom Allah, and later when Rab Chia comes, he's going to tell her, Shakul Didoch, Fahavle Didi, you go take back yours, and give me back mine. And if so, it's going to come out to be a laz, it's going to be not nice upon Bezdin, that Bezdin first let her take one property, and now when Rab Chia like comes back to complain, and he has a right to complain, listen, by this is my field, you have no right to take it, if we're going to have to go over again, it's not going to be nice, there'll be a laz of Bedina. So since people are going to talk a bit about Bezdin, therefore this shtar adrachta that's missing something is no good, and they can't use it. Therefore, she doesn't have a right to collect from before, and so therefore the peiros that were there until now, it's considered like it belongs to the Rab Chia. If she wants to collect the ksuba, she could only collect mikan labor from now on. And from before, she has no right to the fields, she doesn't get the peiros. Alright, hadron alecho hanoisei. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off kuf dalet on the days, the new peric. Mishnah says, Shnei dayon l'gzeirois ha'yibrushlayim. There was two pair of dayonim that used to make gzeirus in Yerushalayim. Tomorrow we'll explain it. Admoin v'chan v'chanon ben Avisholom. These were the two dayonim. Admoin and Chanon ben Avisholom. Now Chanon Oimer, Chanon used to say Shnei Dvor. He said two things. The Chiddush was that Rashi Shlohoyu Chachomim Moedim Loi. He said two Chiddushim that the Chachomim did not agree with him. And Admon Oimer, Shiva. Admon said seven things that the Chacham did not agree with him. Now, mi shohol lach l'mdinas hayom. Let's say a man leaves his wife and goes over the ocean, l'mdinas hayom. The ishtoi tovas mezoinis, and while he's away, the wife wants to have watid on. She asks Bezdin to give him mezoinis. The locher is, Chanan oimer, Chanan holds, tisho.